This week's mailbag comes to us from Katie. Dear Lisa, I just want to say thank you. I have been forming this email in my mind for weeks, but whenever I listen to another of your podcasts or read another chapter of your book, I think of more ways to add that you are helping me. Because of your teaching, I have gained hours each week to play with my children. I've gained an entire double cabinet space in my kitchen and a homeschool schedule that I have stuck with for the entire school year. A little background about me. I am a stay-at-home homeschooling mom of seven. My oldest is almost 13 and my littlest was born in February. My husband is a college pastor and we usually have students over to our home a few times a month. I started listening to your podcast about a year and a half ago and set up my own makeshift Sunday basket. At Christmas, I asked for money towards the official Sunday basket and I was surprised to be gifted exactly $500 split among all the relatives, which was my cue to invest in the 100-day program. I banked on my nesting energy, finishing the physical tasks in January, taking a month off for having the baby, and completing the more mental tasks in March. I just received my homeschool basket in the mail yesterday. While I was waiting for it to arrive, I started reading your book on ADHD, which I can tell will benefit me. I have struggled with OCD throughout my life, which has some overlap in thinking patterns, especially perfectionist thinking and decision paralysis. What I really appreciate is your grace and understanding, which motivates me to take the practical, focused steps you lay out. You give enough direction to help me do the things I need to do without giving so many details that I get overwhelmed. Before listening to your podcast, I was obsessed with constantly organizing, cleaning, and decluttering, sometimes to the detriment of my relationship with my kids. I had read all the organizing books in my regional library system, and the advice was to declutter and decorate, which you had alluded to before. My bookshelves were empty but pretty. My kids' playroom was empty but pretty. And at the end of each week, my pantry was empty. You have taught me instead that organizing is a means to a goal of serving my family, but being prepared for when things don't go as I expect, and to free up time to do what I am personally called to do, which is enjoying my children and ministry hospitality. Clearly, I did not start the program with decluttering, but moved straight to organizing and productivity. I hope to use my time more wisely with the help of your advice and instruction. I feel like I could tell you more, but I will stop here. I wish the best for you and your family and your business. Thank you.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Let's talk about decluttering entertainment. Oh, you would like more entertainment? You don't want to declutter entertainment? Well, I totally understand that. I am amazed how ecstatic I was when football was on TV. You should know that I can only name like three football teams and I don't know anything else other than the colors of those teams, and only because I grew up in Ohio and my husband talks about sports all the time. But when sports was on TV again, like golf has been on all the time, and then baseball came back, which was great. But when football was on TV, I have never seen a grown man so happy to have new things to watch on TV. As Americans, we talk a lot about work-life balance and do we have enough balance? And what the pandemic has really taught me is we are an entertainment hoarder. Like, Americans are entertainment hoarders. Like, we have entertainment for our entertainment for our entertainment. Like, we had entertainment stacking going on. We had the sports that the kids were in, the new TV shows that we watched, the restaurants that we went out to, the sporting events we watched in person and online, the shopping, the traveling. We stacked our entertainment and our leisure like nobody's business. And truth be told, when we were like, we don't have work-life balance, if you really think back to it, March, when all of a sudden all of the entertainment went away, There was plenty of time to get all the household stuff done and all of the work done, but there wasn't very much fun because all of the entertainment went away. I think what we really want is entertainment time with a little bit of housework and a little bit of work sprinkled in. One of the things that I have noticed myself is how much entertainment I was consuming. Like, how much it was like one fun event to the next, and even just inside of my own house. It was like, oh, there's a new show on. Okay, I want to binge this on Netflix. All right, I'm going to get started on my puzzle. Okay, I'm going to take my hot bath. Okay, oh, I'm going to call a friend and talk to a friend. Okay, I'm going to go check out my Instagram. Like, these are all forms of entertainment, and I would just bop from one thing to the next, and as those things got taken away or became less novel, like not as much new shows, things like that, I was like, oh, I'm bored. Like, it's constantly bored, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. My mother used to say, if you're bored, I'll give you a job. And so then I would work. And that's what I did during the pandemic. So when I say I want us to declutter our entertainment, I'm talking about just the entertainment inside of your house. There is a lot of antiquated entertainment inside of your house that you may or may not be taking advantage of. And one, when I point these things out, maybe it'll find some fun things for you to do during this pandemic winter. And two, it'll just help clear out your house for some of the technology that you don't need anymore and you happen to have laying around. So one of the things that we have is we have board games, not a lot of board games, maybe 20, which is kind of a lot of board games. And we only play three. But we have 20. And so I started pulling all the board games out because that's what we did during the pandemic, right? You did it too, right? But nobody wanted to play with me. Most of them were two-player games. I did also go on Amazon and buy backgammon because I didn't realize that we didn't have backgammon anymore. I love playing board games. So anyway, board games. How many board games do you have? Pull them out. Like, pull a different board game out every single Friday night. Pizza, movie, board game. Doesn't matter if you have adult children. Doesn't matter if it's you and your spouse. If there's nobody in your house and you're self-quarantining with somebody else, have one person over and play a board game. Get out your board games, play them, declutter down to the amount that you really like. I know when we were kids, we had like 100 different board games, but there were only a few that we loved playing. So maybe it's time to declutter some of those. And when you do, don't just donate them to Goodwill, but really find someone you know that maybe doesn't have a great assortment of board games, someone that has younger kids or your cousins or your neighbors or some of your colleagues, and declutter your board games there so that they could take them home and have some pandemic fun themselves. The second kind of entertainment you might have around is, let's talk about video entertainment. We have an amazing assortment of VHS tapes. We do not have a working VHS player. Not VHS tapes. CDs, DVDs, DVDs. We got rid of our VHS tapes and we don't have a working VHS player either. Now may be the time to say the VHS tapes are done. The movies that are on little pieces of film that go around little cogs in a big black brick. It's time for that not to be the kind of entertainment that you have in your house anymore. Now, if you have young kids, you still have a working VHS player, you play them all the time, then do that. Be careful. If you have all your home movies, like I do on VHS tapes, keep a VHS player. You can get rid of all the VHS movies that you don't want to see anymore, but keep a VHS player so you can play those movies. One of the things I did about 5 or 6 years ago also is I bought a VHS to DVD transfer machine, and we transferred all of our home movies from VHS to DVD. This is a great winter pandemic project if you want one, because it takes forever because it's done in real time. But it's also very entertaining to see all of those tapes played, so that'd be something great to do, and then that project would be checked off your list. DVDs are the next category. So DVD movies. We have tons of DVD movies. We do not have a working DVD player anymore. Good news, you can get one for like $25 or $30. So it's not expensive to get a DVD player. You may want to get a DVD player if your DVD player has broken and you have movies as a fun thing to get, you know, at Thanksgiving, and then just watch all of the DVD movies that you have kept. And then when you get to the spring and you've watched them all again, donate them with the DVD player and be done. What about CDs? we moved all of our CDs over, I think, into iTunes like 15 years ago onto an iPod that I don't even know where it is anymore. We never listen to music this way. We don't listen to CDs anymore. We don't really listen to very much music at all, but we for sure do not listen to CDs. And yeah, no, we don't have a CD player. I do have one in my car, but we don't have a CD player. And all of our best CDs are Christmas music. I've been talking about Christmas a lot. I don't know what to tell you. I'm ready. But now I just found if you just tell Alexa to play Mannheim Steamroller, she just goes through all of it anyway. So I guess it doesn't matter that we own the CDs because she's just going to play it for me anyway. So do we really need to have all these CDs? And Greg would tell you, yes, we must have his Rush CDs and all of the other ones that he has from college. But so we still have them. I'm not saying you have to get rid of them, but consider it. Is now the year where you take all the CDs, put them on your computer, or are you okay just playing it right from your Alexa and you don't need to have them at all? Speaking of DVDs, CDs, electronics, I would like to have a little discussion with you about the box of cords that you're keeping. You know, it's not a little box. It's not organized. As a matter of fact, we might need to get some movers to move the size box that you have of cords that you might need just in case. Cable cords, Ethernet cords, all the different kinds of adapter cords for all the different electronics you've ever had. Every single time you've gotten a new internet or a stereo, it comes with extra cords, and you put them in this cord box. You know the box or boxes that I'm talking about. They're in your hot mess room. It's just cords. And whenever you consult the cord box, there's never the cord that you need, is there? No, it's never there. Because that's the cord that you need more out of, like the Apple iPhone charging cord or the mini USB cord. It's not whatever antiquated cords are in your cord box. Bring the gigantic cord box up into the family room one Friday night with pizza and go down memory lane. Oh, back in the day, we had this 30-pin thing that would go into the original iPad. And then if you still have the original iPad, see if it still works. If it does still work and you're not using it, give it to anybody who has a 2-year-old and they will love you forever. They could play with that instead of playing with their parents' phone or something else like that. Go through all of that antiquated electronics that you have. My kids had Leap Pads. Man, those things were awesome. All those VTech machines that the kids had, I've donated all of those. But if you have those laying around and you're not using them, you know who would love them? Anyone related to you that has young kids who are looking for novelty and those kinds of things. Charge them up. See if they work. Pass them on to someone else or keep them for future generations in your family if you want. But put the electronic plus the cord that goes with it in a bag and label it and put it in a box and consciously keep it versus keeping just this big gigantic box full of cords. Why can I describe this box so well to you? Of course I had one. I think we had three. And Greg would always say, no, we need to keep those cords. Have you listened to any of these podcasts? Are Greg and I fixing anything? I mean, in my 20s, I fixed things and into my early 30s. But the other thing that I found out a few years ago, which you may or may not know, is that you can literally find any cord for anything that you need on Amazon or in the Walmart aisle. Like, you just go in, you're like, I have a thing, I need an AC adapter for this boombox from the 80s. They've got it. And it's like $5. It's not $50. Like, none of these cords cost a whole lot of money. Even HDMI cables have come down, although I'd keep the HDMI cables. Why do we save all these extra pieces of cabling? Like, when the cable gets put in your house, we put all the extra cable in our basement. We're not going to, like, drill a new cable hole. Keep one or two. Maybe you're going to move your TV into a different room because you're going to rearrange your house. Well, first of all, there's already a piece of cabling off the back of that TV, which will move with the TV into the new space. But even so, let's say you're going to get a new TV and you're going to hook it up to a cable and you need a cable out of that box. So save one, or save a short one and a long one in case you're going to hook it into the wall and then drag that cable across the room and have your TV somewhere else. But you don't need 15, and you don't need... How many of you have these? Well, it's an Ethernet cable, isn't it? Is it still an Ethernet cable where it plugs in like it's a telephone cord? We don't have telephones anymore. You might. Most people don't have landlines anymore. If you do, it already has a cord, so you don't need to keep the cord. But Ethernet cables, now I'm checking to see if I'm right. Oh yeah. So an Ethernet cable looks like a telephone cord, only it's thicker. If you still have regular, and you probably do, like this should be a scavenger hunt of who has this. Oh, that would be fun. Do you have regular telephone cords in your box still? You know, the thin gray ones? You probably do. Do you still have a landline? You probably don't. And if you do, it's already plugged in, so you don't need a backup cord. I digress. I had to give myself a really firm talking to on this when I did this, because when I went through the cords, Greg said, don't get rid of any of those. And he never gives me direction on anything. It's always like, do whatever you want. Don't get rid of any of those. So I didn't. So then I labeled them and I organized them. And then I had a huge long box of them. And then a couple of years later, I said, why do I need to keep these? He goes, I don't know. Why do you still have those? It's like, you told me to keep these. He's like, what are we going to use those? I don't even know what those are for. Why do we keep so many of these cords? Like, we just keep so many cords. I have mine down to just a little photo box. And if you're in the 100-day program, you've seen how I have them in these little 4x6 photo boxes. But it's great. We were over at the warehouse the other day, and we were trying to hook up a new monitor to a Chromebook. And Vanessa said, oh, we need an HDMI to a USB adapter. I said, no problem. I'll bring it tomorrow. I brought it in labeled. I have like one of everything. But I don't have 15 of everything, and I know what everything is called, so get rid of all of those things. What other entertainment do we do at home? Do you have a dominoes game? Do you have a couple decks of cards? Do you know where they are? Do you have a pandemic supply of puzzles? Is your puzzle train moving along once you do the puzzle? Do you pass the puzzle to someone else who passes the puzzle to someone else? What other kind of entertainment do we have in our house, and are we using it? Or can we lend it to someone? My cousin said the other day, she said, do you have a waffle maker? I was like, oh yeah, we got one when we got married. We used it 3 times. She's like, great, can I borrow it? I really want to make waffles. And then she made waffles. Oh my gosh, her son is so cute. He's 2 and he can crack an egg better than I can with one hand. I'm like, what in the world? He has a little like chef hat and he's got a little apron that he puts on and he's standing on his little stool and they're making waffles. I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, watching them make these waffles. How cool is this? This waffle maker I haven't used in my house in over a decade. They're having so much fun making waffles. What do you have that you can either pull out of the recesses of wherever you've been storing in your house and make memories with your family, or pass on to a family member or a neighbor to make memories with their family and either give it back or not give it back, depending on, you know, the value of the item and if you think you're going to use it again? We have a lot of entertainment in our house, and we just don't really think about it because it's always been there, and we're so used to electronic entertainment and novel entertainment and newness or something on our phone that we forget about the analog entertainment that we've had in our house for a while. So declutter your entertainment. Maybe it's time for some of those older technologies to move on, and this is a good time to clean those out while we're at home, or dig in and enjoy them again like you did back when they were brand new. I hope you guys have a great week.